RadioInfluence.com.
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and text Crush at 101260 with your questions, comments, or smart-ass remarks.
Why, Crusher, it's good to see you.
All right, everybody. Hey, welcome to the show. Let me tell you, it is by and far our favorite time of the year. Hey, I have to thank Hernan Salas for hanging around as Connor Halle hits the air in his vacation flight. Hernan, thanks for sticking around, man.
Yeah, no, it's always fun working on this show. Yeah, Con Man's on vacation. It ends on Monday, though. So
yeah.
He is back.
All right, perfect stuff. Well, good, man. Well, hey, thanks for hanging out, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We've got a really big show, so hey, if you want to get in touch with us, do so. The website is crushperformance.com on Facebook, which is really, really important right now. It's Crush Performance, because that's where you can get in on the annual Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign. We've got an unbelievable lineup of gifts. We're stuffing your stocking. We're practically doing your shopping for you this year, and we're giving it all away next week. You can get in on this prize list if you have your name into the draw, and we've had an overwhelming response so far. We have a Garmin Vivo Active 3 smartwatch from Garmin, and the good guys at Lambert and United Cycle we're giving away. We have a Skills Recoil 360. Again, the gift of performance from United Cycle and our good friends over at Skills. And the Recoil 360 is the number two gift on my gift list this year, simply because it is the gift that will just keep on giving. It is a great, great training tool. And if you're on the road or an athlete that travels a lot, especially for our pro guys, there's two things we have. Is the Recoil and the TRX, which is also on our list for sure. We also have nutrition counseling. The second priority in our athlete development program, rest and recovery and sleep, is number one by far. But number two is nutrition. And understanding and maximizing your nutrition can totally not just change the way you feel on a day-to-day basis and the way you operate. It can propel your performance to new levels. If you've never had a proper nutrition program, I'm telling you what, you're missing out. It can change and open doors. It can change your career path for sure. And the great people from Revive Wellness Inc. have supplied us with their Sport Nutrition Bronze Package. It's the gift of health and performance without question, and that has a $600 value. So that's a big ticket item, everybody. You want to get on that. And frankly, you know, if I were to win that, Hernan, I might just keep that for myself rather than give it away. I mean, we're giving it all away, but I'm going to encourage everybody, maybe keep this stuff, our gift to you. Keep it for yourself. The re-gift is not a bad idea, but that's a doozy right there. I don't know. Hey, have you ever been on a nutrition program before?
No, honestly, no, I haven't.
Yeah. It's a game changer. And you've been an athlete before. Like, you've played and you're still playing right now. So it would be great to see what kind of a difference it makes just in the way you operate on a day-to-day basis. Because I'm telling you what, it's really changed the lives of a lot of our athletes.
It's. I mean, you read about it. You do a few diets here and there. But I've always thought, like, is it the way like a diet works? Like, if you're going to do a diet, you might as well, you have to do it. You can't just do it for 5 months and then stop and let yourself go again. So is nutrition kind of the same way, where if you go on a plan, it's pretty much how you should follow the rest of your life?
And what we do is we set it up for success, right? There's a lot of different diets out there. And I'm just telling you right now, diets don't work. They have to fit. They have to fit into your life. Mm-hmm. They can't deprive you of anything. I mean, if you're starving and always thinking about, you know, that chocolate cake or having a bowl of popcorn, and you can't have that, mm-hmm. It doesn't work, Hernan. So the great thing about proper nutrition is it works. It works in your daily life, and it works for the goals you're trying to attain. And it's a game changer. So that's going to be a really big gift. And it gets habitual, right? You know, if you have a real sweet tooth or you drink a lot of soda right now, if we stole you away for 2 weeks only and just got you into different habits, you'd be surprised when you went back, you wouldn't enjoy it as much. As a matter of fact, some people wouldn't enjoy it at all. So we can recalibrate even just the habits that we have in terms of our diet just through a proper program. So it's all powerful for sure. And yeah, that's going to be a big gift.
No, and that's huge too, because like you said, I still do play sports. I've cut out pop pretty much compared to drinking every day. And then just listening to your show, it's crazy because some of my friends, they always bring the Gatorade and the Powerade. And I'm like, that really doesn't help you, because I've been listening to your show. So I just stick to straight water. And I used to love Gatorades, and I thought they were good for athletes. But hearing you, it's kind of like the opposite effect.
Yeah, Gatorade was designed for adult athletes, endurance athletes. I mean, everybody thinks it was designed for the football team, but they were really looking at endurance athletes. And besides all of that, we're more conscious now. We know a lot more about how the body responds to the food we eat and the sugar we take in. So regardless of what you're drinking, it doesn't matter what category it comes from. All we do is we encourage every one of our athletes and clients to look at how much sugar they're consuming, because the body doesn't need a lot. And if you've ever heard our war on sugar, or if you want to check that out, you can go to the podcast on our website, crushperformance.com, and get that. And we're going to be posting a blog here, summarizing and reviewing all of our war on sugars from 2017, and it's all powerful. But again, we've got to thank the great people down at Revive Wellness for that. We also have massage therapy, the gift of recovery. If you happen to give this one away, whoever you give it to is going to be thanking you all year long. Look, we have massage therapists on staff now for all of our pro teams, and they're a full-time staff members now. And some of the pro teams have platoons of massage therapists, because we know what it can do for getting prepared for sport, and certainly in terms of recovery. It's an all-powerful tool. So if you've never had a massage, or if you are an athlete, or you have an athlete on your list, this is a dynamite gift. The TRX suspension trainer, we're also going to be giving away some of the our favorite from our good friends at Marmot Basin, some ski passes up there. The snow conditions are great. They're absolutely great. So we'll be giving those away. And on our list, the 10th spot out of our top 10, one being our top gift, number 10, the GoPro Hero Black. Listen, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the GoPro is just a great, fun little tool. But there's huge Hollywood production companies that are using GoPro to make the big motion pictures. It's become a real mainstay in the motion picture business. And if you've ever gone online to check out some of the YouTube sport videos, the stuff you can do with a GoPro is absolutely unbelievable. If you have a kid who's into the extreme sports or skateboarding or anything like that, that's a fun gift for sure. And of course, the foam rollers, the Tiger Stick rollers, and all the massage therapy tools out there that you can use on your own when you're traveling. The gift of recovery, of course, along with the massage. And last but not least, a good read. There's a lot of great books. And this last year, we've had some great authors on talking about the science of sport. And not only that, I mean, if we look at like Epstein and the sports gene, we've had Yanni Friedhoff come on talk about the diet fix. We've had authors come on and talk about the new technology in sport. There's a lot of great reads out there right now, but I'm also going to encourage people to go into the cookbook section. If you go into the sports section, there's actually a little area that has recipe books and eating for athletes. It's fantastic. And if you have young athletes at home, get them that 15-minute cookbook for athletes and start cooking with your kids. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. When we start working with college kids or some of our academy kids, these kids who move away from home to go to these academies or going to college, I am alarmed at how many of them can't boil water and make macaroni, Hernan.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really encouraging. Get a recipe book. What a fantastic gift.
And it's so, I mean, and so much of just being, you know, nutrition and being in shape and all, it's just eating well.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But I think in the society we live in now, it's all about fast food and restaurants and stuff. And sometimes you get caught up in your busy life and you go for the easy meal, right? Which is a burger or a doner or... You know what I mean?
Yeah, great question. And, we've had this discussion this last week. I did a great coaching seminar down in Texas last weekend. And I was out this week with the Ravens Volleyball Club in Spruce Grove, just talking about coaching and athlete development. And, of course, the conversation of nutrition came up. Listen, on the road, it's hard to eat. It's hard to eat properly. We had a couple of Olympic athletes there. You know, when you're traveling internationally as well, different foods, you have to be careful. We like to train with the foods we're going to eat around competition. But even at the fast food places, Hernan, you can make intelligent choices. There are good options there. And that's a conversation for another day, but you can do it. And that's why, just raising the awareness on nutrition could be great. And a little cookbook in the stocking this year for the athlete on your list would be a great one. So that's our list, everybody. Listen, if you want to get in on the action, Facebook is the best place to go. Crush Performance. Our list is there. You can put your name in the action. We're drawing it next week. But for today, let's do this. If you guys write in today, write us at 10-12-60. We're going to pick somebody from the text pool to get in on the draw for these great gifts. We're going to give something away to our text. Just tell us, what is the best gift you've ever received or the best gift you've ever given away? So the best gift that somebody's just been blown away, most appreciative. And that get to us. It's 10-12-60. Standard text rates do apply, but I'd like to hear from you. What's the best gift? Hernan, what's the best gift you've ever given or received? One or the other.
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I always like, you know, you love receiving gifts, but giving, and my niece, she's playing college soccer right now outside of Edmonton for stuff. So I remember getting her, and it's quality shoes, I guess, is when you're playing at that level, cleats and quality shin pads and all that. Like, I love giving, when it comes to sports, like quality stuff. I know it costs a lot of money, but a good pair of cleats and shin pads helps so much, especially, like I said, she's playing high level soccer, so she needs something good, like for all different kind of weather, and then also to take care of her feet, right?
Yeah.
Because it's the most important part in soccer. So for me, it was always giving presents to my nieces and nephews. But when it was something so cool that you're going to college to play soccer, I can help you with shoes or shin pads or any equipment that's going to make you better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love, and I like giving way better than receiving, but I will say this. So I worked with this young athlete for years and years and years, single mom. They didn't have a lot of money and they were in an expensive sport. Mm-hmm. And I never charged them a cent ever. I just loved helping these people out. And this great athlete turned out to be an Olympic champion. So it was fantastic. But I remember one year they gave my wife and I tickets to Stomp.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie. That was the best gift or one of the best gifts I've ever received because it was fantastic. First of all, what a great show. And it was totally unexpected. They didn't need to do that. So it was really great. But the best gift I've ever given, me and my brother, way back in the day, we had a younger brother. He's just a little kid. And he was a Spider-Man fanatic. And we got him a Spider-Man chair, a little blow-up Spider-Man chair. Okay. We thought it'd be cool. He could sit in his Spider-Man chair and watch Spider-Man in his Spider-Man pajamas with his Spider-Man lunchbox and his Spider-Man blankie and all this stuff, right? So we thought we were all doing a great thing. So he opens it up on Christmas morning. He unwraps it. He goes, and you know, he's just learning how to talk. So it was kind of funny. He's going, "What is this?" He goes, "I don't want a stinking Spider-Man chair. I don't want a stinking." And he's kicking the chair around and throwing a tantrum. He didn't really appreciate it at the time. He loved it later, but we had such a laugh because he was just so upset about his Spider-Man chair. But it was cool. He loved it in the end. That's what made it so much fun. So.
Oh yeah. And of course receiving it, one year I got my favorite player growing up was Glenn Anderson, so I got his jersey, so obviously like that. And then I was a gamer in my younger days, so getting all the new systems that came out and playing Madden or NHL, so stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, listen, everybody, we got a big show coming up. We're going to review our top gifts for the athlete again a couple more times during the show. We're going to be talking to our good friends down at United Cycle. Listen, this is Santa's Sports Shop South. It's an athlete's wonderland. If you've ever been there, it is 110,000 square feet of just sporting goodness. It's one of the top sporting stores in North America. And I'm telling you right now, they've got a lot of great gift ideas down there. So we're going to visit with our good friend Kelly Hodson over there in the next segment to talk about their great gift ideas. If you're looking for some last minute ideas, they probably have it. And they've got some stuff you probably never thought of. So we'll talk with Kelly after that. And then I do want to talk more about massage. A lot of people I don't think understand the benefits of massage and why it might be such a fantastic gift. We have a 1 hour massage in our Stuff Your Stocking giveaway. And we'll be talking to Yolanda Cassiero, massage therapist from the Glenn Sather Sports Medicine Clinic later in the show to talk about the benefits of massage and the different types and modalities of massage and the different benefits you can get from massage later in the show. And then we're going to talk with our good friend, Steve Goodall. He works with United Cycle and Garmin. They're supplying the Garmin Vivo Active 3 smartwatch, which is our big giveaway this year. It's all over the internet. If you want to get in on the action, again, go to Crush Performance on Facebook. You can go to our website, crushperformance.com. And today, let us know via the text line, 101260, what's the best gift you've ever given away or the best gift you've ever received? You'll be in the draw for one of our great gifts this year. So, hey, coming up after the break, we're going to get with our good friends down at United Cycle as we walk our way through the Crush top gifts for the athletes this year. Stick around, everybody.
Radio Influence brings you the absolute best in digital audio broadcasting. We've got something for everyone. Sports personalities like the fabulous Sports Babe, Rich Herrera, and former Major League Baseball manager Kevin Kennedy as they take you inside the dugout. We'll take you inside the world of MMA with the MMA Report with Jason Floyd, the MMA Insiders, and the Valor Hour with Tim Loy and Casey Oxendine. Or you could find yourself sitting ringside with wrestling ring announcer David Penn. TV law enforcement analyst and former police officer Vincent Hill breaks down this week's biggest crime stories and takes you beyond the badge. Chef Brian Duffy from TV's Bar Rescue shares his crazy life on the road with Duffified Live. And Scott Ledger will always make you think with some dangerous conversation. All of Radio Influence's shows can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.
This is Crush Performance. If you have questions, comments, or smart remarks, write to us at CrushPerformance.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Crush Performance. Jeff Crushell here, and we're your weekly source for performance information. Hey, get in on the Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign. The best way to do it, go to Facebook. We're giving it all away. We have a Garmin Vivo Active 3 watch we're giving away, as well as a Skills Recoil 360, which is one of our top gifts on our gift list this year. As a matter of fact, the Garmin Vivo Active 3 is our number one gift this year on our gift list, and the Skills Recoil 360 is number two. Just a fantastic piece of equipment. So go to our Facebook page. It's Crush Performance. Get on there. You can also get in on some of the other prizes by following us on Twitter at Jeff Crush or going to our website, crushperformance.com. So to run down our list again, the GoPro Hero 6 Black, number 10 on our list. Always a great gift, no matter what sport you're involved in. You want to see yourself. These kids are making some great movies as well. As a matter of fact, the GoPro is being used by Hollywood movie producers as well. It is just a fantastic tool, tons of fun, and if you are in the mood to cut and paste and make some movies, you can get millions and millions of hits on YouTube or online if you're crafty enough, you know how to work that. And the gift of recovery. We've talked about foam rollers, the Tiger Stick foam roller, and Hyper Ice Hypersphere, which is the gift of recovery. And when it comes to recovery, something that is also high on our gift list this year is the gift of a massage. Listen, massage is the gift that keeps on giving. Whether it's recovery from an event or training, or whether it's getting ready for a big event, massage is a big, big part of the sporting world right now. And it might be one of the top gifts. It certainly will be the favorite gift for whoever receives it on the gift list this year. And to tell us a little bit about the benefits of massage, we're joined now by Yolanda Casiero, massage therapist at the Glenn Sather Sports Medicine Clinic. Yolanda, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, massage therapy has been on my top 10 gifts for the athlete list for the last decade, and rightfully so. It's such a powerful modality, and it goes well beyond sport. But before we get into that, maybe tell us a bit about your background and the great program over there at the Glenn Sather Sports Medicine Clinic.
Yeah, so I've been a massage therapist for about 5 years now. I've worked a lot with athletes. I've done some massage for the ITU International Triathlete competition that happens here at the Horlack Park. And I've done some massage for athletes at the Edmonton Marathon as well, and through the Grant McEwen Athletic Therapy Clinic. So at the Glenn Sather Clinic, it's pretty great because we've got our sports medicine doctors, we've got physiotherapists, we've got massage therapists. We're all operating under the same roof. We talk to each other about our patients, and so everybody gets really holistic care through that facility.
Yeah, I really like the idea of having sort of that multidisciplinary team right at your fingertips. I mean, when any one of the professionals over there flags or finds an issue that might be outside of their area of expertise, you can walk across the room and talk to a specialist in another area. It's a real powerful environment.
Yeah, exactly.
So massage therapy, it's been one of our top gifts, as I've mentioned, and rightfully so. But the benefits of massage go well beyond sport. And in 2015, you were awarded a very prestigious award from the American Massage Therapy Association. Maybe tell us about this and what that was all about, because I find this incredibly interesting.
So as a student at McEwen, which is where I did my training, we have the choice to enter into a student case report competition. We have patients that come through our clinic, and usually they have something significant that they have an issue with. So in the case of the person that I was treating, she had Parkinson's disease. And we do a series of treatments over the course of 8 weeks, and we track our patient's progress. Then we do a write-up based on how they've done and the techniques that we've used and what sort of effects those techniques have had on our patients. So for me, I noticed that my patient was always feeling better after her massage psychologically. Also, she seemed to have better range of motion, and the tension in her body was reduced through the effects of massage. And so When I wrote my report and submitted it, the American Massage Therapy Association and the Massage Therapy Foundation chose the case report that I wrote as the top for that year in an international competition that's open around the world.
We're talking with Yolanda Cassiero, massage therapist at the Glenn Sather Sports Medicine Clinic. And that paper and that talk you gave was sort of highlighting the connection between massage and reducing tremors. Just powerful stuff. And I think that just goes to show the power of massage and how deep it can actually go in terms of its impact on the body. Now, when a person's getting ready or thinking about getting a massage or getting a gift for a massage, there's a lot of different techniques out there and there's a lot of different massage outcomes as well. So if a person's looking for a massage, what different techniques might they need to consider when they're trying to figure out what they would like to accomplish?
Oh, there's a whole host of techniques that can be used. It kind of depends on what the issues are. So if somebody comes in because they've felt that they've had some sort of tension that they need reduced versus somebody who comes in that they just need to relax and it's not necessarily tied to problems with their body or their muscle versus somebody who's come in for an injury, it's going to be a different type of massage each time.
Yeah, and that's really important. Yeah, and Glenda, in all the different techniques, there's sport massage, of course, and there's been an interesting trend in the professional world. We're now seeing teams with full-time massage therapists that travel with the team and a platoon of massage therapists when they're at their home games. And I think that has a lot to do with the feedback and the research and what we know about massage in terms of innervation and getting ready for competition and training and also the recovery side of it. How does sport massage differ from the other techniques out there?
Yeah, they are very different styles of massages. The massages that are done at events tend to be very fast-paced and very short, and they're specific for targeting circulation and sort of manipulating the muscles to clear some of those metabolites that come about when you're doing high-intensity exercise, so things like lactic acid and potassium. The massage has been shown to also reduce the intensity of the feeling of soreness after you've done your workout. It's also been shown to reduce muscle fatigue by, again, clearing out those metabolites after your intense workout or right before. It can be used to prime the muscles by softening them and bringing blood flow to the area before you're doing your workout also.
There you go, everybody. Great conversation. Massage is a top gift for the athlete this year. And anybody who gets a massage, trust me, they will be thanking you for years to come. No question about it. Hey, our top gift this year, the Garmin Vivo Active 3 smartwatch. The gift of fitness and technology. Look, we always say if there's an area of human performance that will really lead us into the next level of tapping into potential, it's going to be technology and tapping into the mind. But being able to monitor our fitness, even for the weekend warrior recreational athletes, certainly for our elite athletes, it's very, very important for tracking fitness, recovery, and levels of readiness. And joining us right now is Stephen Goodall, who has supplied us with the Garmin Vivo Active 3 watch through United Cycle. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, not a problem, man. Good to be on again.
Well, listen, we've got a really big prize in the Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign, the Garmin Vivo Active 3 Sport Watch. You know, Steve, when we look at human performance in general, I really do believe there's two big areas where we have a lot of opportunity to tap into human potential. And one is just, you know, getting into the mind and understanding how the mind works. But the other is technology. Technology in terms of equipment, technology in terms of tracking and allowing us to get into the mind, but also the wearable technology, which has become a massive, massive industry.
Yeah, it has. Like, I mean, Garmin's been a pretty strong leader right from the get-go. Like, I mean, with the GPS systems that they came out with for quite a while. And then they've gotten into, brought a lot of that over from the cycling side of things and then over into wearable items like the watches. And now it's just even evolved so much further where it's no longer just like GPS. They're almost like smartwatches where, you know, you've got a lot of different apps that can keep track of different sport activities from running and swimming to cycling to yoga to you name it. Like, I mean, a lot of these devices can now do it. And, you know, everybody likes to keep track of their fitness level, their calories, and, you know, a lot of this is now automated. It syncs up to smartphones. So, you know, it's almost like a personal area network where it allows the user to be connected to technology.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We're talking with Stephen Goodall, a great supporter of the Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign. And we're working in conjunction with United Cycle and Garmin this year to present the Garmin Vivo Active 3 smartwatch. And it is a smartwatch for sure. You've been a big proponent and supporter of the Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign, Steve, over the years. And this is a really, really big gift. I think technology has really sort of infiltrated our top 10 list gifts for the athlete. And they're constantly on the list. But when we were doing our research and some of our athletes that wear this watch, we couldn't ignore the advances that Garmin has made in terms of their watch. This watch is really cool. And it's more than just a fit watch. This is something that you can wear all day, almost every day.
It's true. Yeah, it looks just like a normal watch. Like the technology is now really quite small, makes the item very light. You know, it's no different than any other watch. But yeah, what it keeps track of is just amazing. Like it can do, you know, it just does general features to it as well, right? Like, I mean, you know, your clock, your time and everything else like that, stopwatch features. But there's, you know, there's about like 8 different sensors that are built into it where you can do compass work with it as well. Altitude and a accelerometer, a thermometer based onto that. And then it has smart features to it where, you know, it can connect to your phone, but it can also keep track of, you know, your running pace, your walking pace, how many stairs you climbed. And then it keeps track of your vital information where it can give you sort of overall health pictures, like say your VO2 max or how efficient you are at your running stride, things like that. It's almost like having a coach on your wrist.
Yeah, it sure is. And I tell you, my brother, we had one when we were on the ski hill, and with the accelerometer and the altitude, you know, we just track everything we do. We see how fast we get going, and we monitor our altitude. And of course, Garmin being famous for their GPS technology is just a great, great feature on the watch. And the other cool thing about the watch, Steve, is the fact that it's almost buttonless. There's one little button. It's all touchscreen, which is another just massive, cool advancement in technology.
There's very few buttons along on the side. You know, it's got a swipe face to it as well, touchscreen face. You know, the other nice cool thing about it as well is it stores all the information, and then when you're home, it'll sync up to your smartphone, or it can sync up to your computer, and it can just dump all of that data onto Garmin Connect, and then you can just view it in pages and files and, you know, map profiles and everything. You know, it's pretty amazing what these things can do nowadays, and like how far they've come in like the last, even like the last couple of years.
Yeah,
it's
for
pretty
sure.
Impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive. We're talking with Steve Goodall from Lambert and working with United Cycle here to present the Garmin Vivo Active 3 smartwatch and the Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign this year. You know, it's really interesting to see the new fad. You know, we're up against it, Steve, in terms of obesity and our general health in the big picture, but the fitness watches and smartwatches have really, really become a really good guide for people out there in terms of monitoring their fitness. And the Garmin Vivo Active 3, we can track our steps, look at our VO2 max, as you mentioned. There's stress monitoring. It can look at calories, the amount of active minutes, just simple, really tangible numbers like active minutes and footsteps, resting heart rate, and also has a sleep tracker, which is a real, real big and very important feature right now.
It's true. Yeah, it does have that as well, sleep tracker. And, you know, you bring up a good point, right? Like, you know, like society and people, like, I mean, you know, we're not maybe quite as active as what we used to be. And, you know, things are becoming a lot more convenient. But yet, you know, we know that we should be doing these things. And, you know, the people at Garmin, like, they've done a lot of testing, too, on just habits of people as well, like how they use the devices and how this device can actually be used to create some better habits. And people know that keeping track of, you know, how many calories they burn or their intensity level of an exercise, like they know that that's important, but yet they might not know how to go about and do that or how to keep track of that themselves. And some of these smart watches and, like, you know, this Vivo Active 3, it actually does that for you automatically. And, you know, it sort of helps create some of those first good habits. And, you know, it's almost like a motivator as well, where that person can exercise now and know that they're keeping track of the information and keep track of their goals and where they want to be.
Yeah, motivator and disciplinarian. Accountability, man. We want accountability, and we got it right on our wrist, which is really super cool. Listen, Steve, hey, I really do appreciate you guys being involved once again in our gift for the athlete for number one, but the Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign. You've been great, great supporters, and it's much appreciated as we just try to spread the good word and get people out there active and tapping into their potential.
Yeah, you know what? You're very welcome, and it's always great to be part of your campaign that you've got going on at the Christmas season. Thanks for asking us again and keeping us involved as well.
Our pleasure, for sure. Have a great, great holiday season, Steve, and we'll look forward to talking to you maybe in the new year.
You betcha. Take care.
There you go, everybody. If you want to get your hands on that Vivo Active 3, go to Crush Performance on Facebook, our website, crushperformance.com, or follow us on Twitter at Jeff Crush to get in on the action. We'll be making the draw for the Crush Stuff Your Stocking campaign early this coming week. So that wraps up the show. We have to thank Kelly Hodgson for coming on, Yolanda Casero, and Stephen Goodall for joining us today to go over these great gift ideas. Again, if you want to take a look at our list, you can go to our Facebook page, Crush Performance. So that'll do it for today, everybody. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to wish you the very best over this great holiday season. We'll look forward to the new year, and we have one more show next week on Crush Performance. We'll be reviewing 2017, all of our great conversations and guests. We'll be announcing the winners for the draw early this week, and as you head out into those mean streets to knock off those items on your gift list, remember the Crush motto when it comes to holiday shopping. We don't shop, we buy. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Crush Performance.
Goodbye now. Don't forget to write.
This is Jim Fannin, America's Zone Coach, and I'm excited about bringing my new podcast, The Jim Fannin Show, to RadioInfluence.com. Each week, we're going to talk about the zone and how this mindset can help you in all facets of your life. I'll give you all the tools you need to change your life and help guide you to become your genuine, authentic best self. With the only proven blueprint for attracting the zone mindset, I've helped transform millions of lives. In my 40 years of experience, I've coached CEOs and senior executives from 350 of the Fortune 500 companies in 50 different industries. I've coached professional athletes, Olympic gold medalists, Hall of Famers, all pros, all stars, entertainers, and so many more to help them gain the tools and techniques to create a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. And now it's my privilege to bring these methods to you every week, along with some of my champion good friends as special guests. If you want to get in the zone in all you do, check out the Jim Fannin Show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.